Hallelujah, hallelujah. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Say it now, I beseech thee, O Lord, I beseech thee. Send thy prosperity. I am your moderator, Pastor Tanika, and I welcome everyone to the Alumni Association Sunday Worship Gospel Explosion live radio broadcast. Amen, amen. We will have our scripture reading from Princess Ramaya. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Good evening. I'm going to read Philippians 4:13. Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved, and long for my joy and my crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Yes, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Amen, amen. And now we are going to have our opening prayer by our very own Evangelist Mother Pat.
Amen, amen. Before I go into prayer, I just want to read Psalms 150 division. Oh, my God. In everything we do, we must praise God. It says, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the infirmity of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him for the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and the harp. Praise him with the cymbal and dance. Praise him with string instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything, that means everything on this earth God has created, that has breath, praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. I read for you Psalms 150 division. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers of his most holy word. Amen. 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 Oh, gracious and eternal God, for giving you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. Thank you for allowing us to participate, Lord God, in the Psalms 150 division, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your mighty acts, Lord God. We thank you for your excellent greatness, Lord God. We thank you for all the type of instruments you allow us to play, not just a verbal instrument, but the physical instrument, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you for your darling son, Jesus the Christ. Lord God, he died, Lord, for us to relive again, Lord God, and we thank you for that, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for this day, which we've never seen before, and after it's over and done, we should never see it again, Lord God. We thank you for life, health, and strength, which comes from you, Lord God. Father God, I'm asking you to bless everybody that is participating on the line today. Bless the listeners as well, Lord God. Oh, Father God, it's praying time in the land. It's praying time throughout the whole world, Lord God. So we ask you, Lord God, if you will, sir, have mercy upon all of our souls, Lord God, on today, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for everything that you've done in our lives, Lord God. And Father God, as we continue with this program, Lord God, the Alumni Association, Lord God. We thank you for what you're about to do in this service, Lord God. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, Lord God. We thank you for loving us, Lord God. And Father God, if there be anything that's unclean, any type of diseases, any type of demonic spirit on this line right now in the mighty name of Jesus, I rebuke it. I send it all back to the dry places, never to return again, Lord God. I rebuke it, one for the Father. I rebuke it, one for the Son. And I rebuke it, one for the Holy Ghost. Lord God, continue to allow your Holy Ghost to rain down upon us. In Jesus Christ, Lord God, I will continue to plead the blood of Jesus. I will continue to plead the blood of Jesus. I will continue the blood of plead the blood of Jesus Christ, excuse me, over your people's lives on today, Lord God. Father God, we glorify you and we magnify you, Lord God. Renewing us a right spirit and give us all a clean heart so we can better serve you on today and this day forward, Lord God. You are the truth, the light, and the way, Lord God. We love you and we glorify you, Lord. Keep us all in perfect peace Lord God. Perfect health, Lord God. Perfect everything you have for us, Lord God. Perfect everything that you have for us, Lord God. Let us continue to have laughter in our lives, Lord God. Laughter sometimes heals the soul, Lord God. So let us all laugh sometime, Lord God. Lord God, let us cry sometime. It cleanses the soul, Lord God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Whatever you have for us to do, Lord God, please, sir, I ask you to grant it for each and every one of us, Lord God. Bless our families as they listen in as well, Lord God. Bless Pastor Sonico on today, Lord God, our overseer, Lord God, Bishop Boatwright on today, Lord God, and our CEO, Lord God, Apostle Tashana on today, Lord God, and everybody in our rightful, respectable places. We thank you for allowing the princess to come on and read the scripture, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you for her as well, Lord God, and each individual on the line, Lord God. Father God, all our family and asking, please, sir, do not fail in giving. Please, Lord God, it's praying time in the land. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, you are our strength, one for the Father. O Lord, you are our strength, one for the Son. O Lord, you are our strength, one for the Holy Spirit. And our Redeemer. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Pastor Samika, the mic is yours. Amen.
Amen, amen. Bless you, gorgeous Mother Pat. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. We are going to have our blessed testimonies. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
The Lord said to Samuel, how long will you mourn for Saul, since I have rejected him as king over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and be on your way. I am sending you to Jesse of Bethlehem. I have chosen one of his sons to be king.
But Samuel said, how can I go? If Saul hears about it, he will kill me.
The Lord said,
take a heifer with you and say, I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Invite Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show you what to do. You are to anoint for me the one I indicate.
Samuel did what the Lord said. When he arrived at Bethlehem, the elders of the town trembled when they met him. They asked,
do you come in peace?
Samuel replied,
yes, in peace. I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Consecrate yourselves and come to the sacrifice with me.
Then he consecrated Jesse and his sons and invited them to the sacrifice. When they arrived, Samuel saw Eliab and thought,
surely the Lord's anointed stands here before the Lord.
But the Lord said to Samuel,
do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things human beings look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart.
Then Jesse called Abinadab and had him pass in front of Samuel. But Samuel said,
the Lord has not chosen this one either.
Jesse then had Shammah pass by. But Samuel said,
nor has the Lord chosen this one.
Jesse had seven of his sons pass before Samuel. But Samuel said to him,
the Lord has not chosen these.
So he asked Jesse,
are these all the sons you have?
There is still the youngest.
Jesse answered,
he is tending the sheep.
Samuel said,
then for him, we will not sit down until he arrives.
So he sent and had him brought in. He was glowing with health and had a fine appearance and handsome features. Then the Lord said,
rise and anoint him. This is the one.
So Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the presence of his brothers. And from that day on, the Spirit of the Lord came on David in power. Samuel then went to Ramah. Now the Spirit of the Lord had departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord tormented him. Saul's attendants said to him,
see, an evil spirit from God is tormenting you. Let our Lord command his servants here to search for someone who can play the lyre. He will play when the evil spirit from God comes on you, and you will feel better.
So Saul said to his attendants,
"Find someone who plays well, and bring him to me."
One of the servants answered,
"I've seen a son of Jesse of Bethlehem who knows how to play the lyre. He is a brave man and a warrior. He speaks well and is a fine-looking man, and the Lord is with him."
Then Saul sent messengers to Jesse and said,
"Send me your son David, who is with the sheep."
So Jesse took a donkey loaded with bread, a skin of wine, and a young goat, and sent them with his son David to Saul. David came to Saul and entered his service. Saul liked him very much, and David became one of his armor bearers. Then Saul sent word to Jesse, saying,
"Allow David to remain in my service, for I am pleased with him."
Whenever the Spirit from God came on Saul, David would take up his lyre and play. Then relief would come to Saul. He would feel better, and the evil spirit would leave him.
Amen, amen, amen. We thank God for that powerful testimony from 1 Samuel, the 16th chapter, and verse 7 reminds us, "But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart." Amen, amen. We are reminded to always look at the heart of man and not their outward appearance. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for that powerful testimony from 1 Samuel, the 16th chapter. Amen, amen. And now we're going to have our seed planting. Amen, amen. If you would like to participate in seed planting, this is where you can pay your tithes and offering. This is where you could sow a seed. This is where you are able to do as God commanding us in Malachi 3 to pay your tithes and offerings. And when you pay your tithes and offerings, he has assured us that he will rebuke the devourer for your sake. He has also assured us in 2 Corinthians, the 9th chapter, that he will always give seed to the sower. He's also reminded us in Psalms 112 that when we pay our tithes and offerings, we are leaving an inheritance to our future generations. If you would like to participate in paying your tithes and offerings and be blessed by the Lord, you can visit www.imaruby.com. You can click on seed planting / partnership at the top of the page. At the bottom, you will scroll down, and in the comments, you'll put a scripture and whatever you need the Lord to do for you the remaining month, year, all of 2018. Father God, we just bless your holy name for our seed planting time, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that we are able to sow seeds, Father God, into a fertile ground, Father God. We thank you for giving us the ability to pay our tithes and offering and to be obedient, Father God. And you said that, Father God, that you will open up the windows of heaven and pour us out a blessing that we should not have room enough to receive it, Father God. So we stand firmly on your word, Father God, that we will be blessed, Father God, when we pay our tithes and offerings, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for always making a way for us to pay our tithes and offerings, Father God. We bless your holy name, Father God, for everyone who has it, and we bless your holy name that those who do not have it today, they will have it the next time, Father God. We thank you, Father God, and we seal this prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Before we have our praise and worship, we are going to have a moment of silence for our beloved prophet's mother, Carolyn. We're going to have a moment of silence for the victims of the Texas church shootings. And we're going to have a moment of silence for all of our veterans and armed forces. Amen, amen. Amen, amen. We thank God for that moment of silence. And now we're going to have our praise and worship. This is where everyone could participate in. You can sing along to the songs. You can dance, you can turn your face to the wall, you can kneel down on your knees,
You can do whatever you need to do to get your breakthrough. This is a part where you, the individual, can praise your way through whatever you're going through. Amen, amen. We're going to have our praise and worship. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Away, away from the noise, alone with you. Away, away to hear your voice and meet with you. Nothing else matters. My one desire is to worship you. I live to worship you.
I wanna live, God, so you can use me. I wanna live, God, so you can use me. You are the potter, and I am the clay. Mold me, make me, use me in your own special way. I wanna live, God, so you can use me. Whoa, I wanna live, God, so you can use me. I
Anybody in here dependent on Jesus? I mean, like, totally dependent on Jesus. And there's no point without him. It's a waste of time without him, right? Yeah. Feel free to sing with us. The song is simple. It says,
tell me, what can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you. Can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you. No, I can't live without you. So here's my heart, and here's my mind. I give you my soul, Lord. I need you to take control. 'Cause I tried it on, tried it on my own, but what I found is I can't make it on my own.
I can make it.
So tell me, what can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you, Lord. I can't live without you. And Lord, I'm desperate in life. I can't live without you. And I can't move without you, no. Oh, Lord, I can't even breathe without you. But where would we be without you? Oh, where would we be without you? Lord, where would we be without you? Lord, I'm a lost cause without you. I can't even breathe without you, Lord. I can't even think without you, Lord. There's no need without you. Oh, so glad. What can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Come on, let's sing it out. You say, tell me, what can I do? I can't live. Oh, oh, I can't live. Come on, sing it out and say, oh, 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 oh. Lord, we're crying out from our hearts, 'cause we need you today. Oh,
worship. We heard to worship you, I live. Then we heard I want to live so God can use me. And then we heard I can't live without you. It is 3:41 right now. Do I have any witnesses who can come off of mute and say, oh, with me on today and sound the war cry on today? Do we have any witnesses that know that when you say, oh, what God will do for you, hallelujah, hallelujah, and I, the only one on the line to testify, what, oh, oh,
amen,
amen, amen. If you want to come off of mute before the speaker of the hour comes forward, we have time for you to get your praise and worship on with the Lord. Amen, amen. If you want to come off of mute, you can come on off and say, oh,
hallelujah.
Yes, Lord, higher the voice in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are going to call forth our Chief Apostle Shauna Wiley, and she is going to introduce our speaker of the hour. Amen, amen.
Woo, hallelujah. My God, before I introduce the speaker, I don't think you guys really know what's going on right now. Hallelujah. I know the speaker loves to worship, hallelujah, and praise God. Before we introduce the speaker, do you guys not know, and I put it in chat room chambers, that there's a freedom flyer that's literally on the broadcast. You can grab it right now. My God. My God.
Hallelujah.
It's a freedom flyer. I know a lot of you guys, and if you go on the library, we learned a lot about in the workshops and stuff like that, learning about the 12 tribes of Israel. Well, actually today, November the 12th, if you were going to Hebrew calendar, which is a different mark, but it would add up to November the 12th, was when Naphtali was born, one of the 12 tribes of Israel, which was Jacob's son. Hallelujah. And when his mother gave birth to him, she named him Naphtali because she said, I have won outside of my struggle. Somebody should have got excited about that. Do you hear that? We're walking in the Naphtali of freedom. I have won. I got victory outside of my struggle.
Yes,
Lord. Yes. My God, when we was going, they were saying, oh my God, when the song was saying, Every time they say that, God always flashed things before me, and he flashed Rocky before me. I'm telling you, every time that song goes forth, he always flashed Rocky. You know how Rocky, when he lose, and he lost against Apollo and Mrs. T and Hulk Hogan and the Russian guy or whatever. When they play that song, that Rocky song, he gets his, oh, my God, he gets his winter gloves on. He gets excited. He gets fired up. Oh, my God. He gets free. That's what God is doing for us right now. There's a freedom fire on this broadcast. And if you're listening from whatever country, whatever time zone you're on, you can grab it right now. Today is the day that Naphtali was born. And when Rachel gave, when he was born, Rachel said, oh, my God, I've had a great struggle with my sister, but I have won. Come on now, somebody. Say that with me. I have won. Hallelujah. I have won. And if you read Genesis 49, it's the blessing that Jacob gave all his sons and whatever he needed to do with them. And when it came to Naphtali, he said, Naphtali is a doe. You know, doe is like a gazelle, like a deer. Naphtali is a deer, means swift action, swift work, increase right now. My God, fast and suddenly. He said he's a doe that's set free. Come on now. Oh, my God. Okay, we're going to go ahead and do the speaker. I don't think nobody get it, but I'll work the phone so we can get it. Somebody want it. You better come on and take your phone off. You are a doe. You are a gazelle that's set free.
Oh,
my God. You are set free from all your struggles. My God, you are set free from all tests, trials, and tribulations and challenges.
Amen.
Because you have won. Oh, my God.
We have won. Yes,
Lord. My God. Oh, my God. I even feel another one of the anointings of Jacob's sons. Oh, my God. Asher, when he was born, Leah said, everybody going to call me happy, 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 happy. My God, I just got excited and happy about that thing. You listen to this. Meditate on Genesis 30 tonight and meditate on Genesis 49 on tonight. Hallelujah. Because you have won against all struggles. My God. And you are a dove set free that has beautiful bonds. That means you have victory every day from this moment on.
Amen.
My God, you still have victory and things can be beautiful for you. My God, hallelujah. Oh, my God. I'm going to introduce this speaker. We just want to set the troposphere before she come forth. Hallelujah. Because a lot of you, if you don't know, whenever it was battle, whenever it was worship, like in the book of Hallelujah, 2 Kings, before the prophet, with the seer Elisha felt it wasn't, the atmosphere wasn't set. So he said, call forth a minstrel, call forth a praiser, call forth a worshiper,
amen,
call forth an instrumentalist to go forth first. So then the Bible said the Spirit of the Lord fell upon him. Hallelujah. And then, and my God, whenever they went to battle, they would say, send the worshiper, send the praises. Why you think, oh my God, in Joshua 6, that they had to go out and blow the horns, they had to go out and march, and they had to go out and praise before they did a great shout, which was the war cry for the walls to fall down. So whenever before a speaker go forth, we must, it's our job and our duty and assignment by God and a mandate to shift the hemisphere before a speaker go forth. Oh, my God. So that way, when they go forth, everything is easy and they can give the word with clarity and power and direction. My God. So we're going to go for the instance of speaker of the hour. My God, my God. This woman of God, hallelujah, we met her almost a couple of years ago, hallelujah. She came into I'm a Ruby, hallelujah, hitting the ground running, hallelujah. She's a 2017 Alumni Platinum Ruby University graduate, hallelujah. My God, she's on She's also a leader on the prophetic intercessory team. Hallelujah. A leader and a writer on the I Am a Ruby magazine team. Hallelujah. She's on the ministerial staff. You name it, she's a part of it. She just came in, hitting the ground running, ready to run. Hallelujah. And freedom. Come on now, somebody. Hallelujah. She's a prayer warrior. She's a mother. Hallelujah. She's humble. She's gentle. Hallelujah. Sweet soul. Hallelujah. And I just want to introduce to some and present to others this powerful woman of God, prophetess Irene Jones. Get the microphone. This microphone is hot. Hallelujah. Woo, my God.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Apostle Tashana. God bless you. Amen. I'm going to be brief one word today with y'all. I just wanted to share something. That God's word will never change. How many know that there's power and truth in his word? I have a few scriptures that God led me to. There's other scriptures that you can reference to, but God just led me to when I was studying. God's word, it will never change. I know the times will change, but not God's word. We must continue to stand on his holy word. God's word is our blueprint for our lives. There is a word for every area of our lives. We have to take his holy word as truth. And God cannot work in unbelief. In Matthew 13, verse 57 and 58, it says, "And they were offended in him, but Jesus said unto them, A prophet is not without honor, save in his own country and in his own house. And he did not many works there because of their unbelief." Also, how do you know that Jesus spoke to Satan when he tried to tempt him? He spoke God's word back to him in Matthew 4, 10, 11. Jesus said, "Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him." Also in God's word, he tells us what the word is. In the beginning, in John 1, 1, "In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God." We have to take this word and apply it to our lives. We have to meditate on it day and night. God said, if we do this, we shall prosper. In Psalms 1, 2, and 3, it says, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law doeth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of the water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he do shall prosper." Amen, amen. And we should also examine ourselves in the word. We should always examine anything or any area in our life up against the word of God. In John 5, verse 38 and 39, "And ye have not his word abiding in you, for whom he has sent, him ye believe not. Search the scripture, for in them ye think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me." Amen, amen. And there's healing in the word of God. Isaiah 53:5. "But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." Hallelujah. This is a scripture that really touched my heart because I meditated on this. A little brief testimony. I was told that I would never have children because I was having issues with my womb. A doctor told me that I just might as well just get a hysterectomy and just leave it alone. I have a papers from a doctor stating that I will never have children. But how many know that God can heal when he is good? I have two small girls. God knew us before we knew ourselves. Jeremiah 1:5. The first sentence reads, "Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee." His word is true and still has power in this season. The enemy tries to trick us with his wickedness in the world. God explains in his word why. Revelation 12:12. "Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea. For the devil is come down unto you, having a great wrath, because he knoweth he had but a short time." And don't worry about that, because God is still in control. God still has control of everything, even through the trials and tribulations that is going on in this world. Isaiah 66:1, the first sentence says, "Thus said the Lord, the heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool." We have the authority in Christ. His word is our armor against any spiritual wickedness. Matthew 18:8 says, "Verily I say unto you, whosoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Amen, amen. And before I wanted to close out with a mark, I just wanted to just say, just keep God's word in your mind, your heart, and your mouth. Every day, read it. God will bring new revelations to you. Bind it in your heart. Pray for understanding before you read his word. And watch God start revealing things to you as you do study and you meditate. We must keep his word at all times, because we know that these times and these seasons, there's a lot of trials, there's a lot of murders and everything that's going on in the world, but we can still stand on God's promise that he promised us that he will take care of us. We have eternal life in him. And he promised us the glory. He promised us that we will be with him in heaven. There will be no more crying, no more death. There won't even be night and day. God will be so bright that his light will shine and make it day upon us when we go to be with him. So through everything, just continue to stay in his word, continue to meditate on it, continue to get it in your heart so you can speak it. If anybody try to speak it against you, you can speak the word back. If they try to tell you that, you know, I don't, you know, God don't think this of you, God already said that that you are marvelous and wonderfully made. If somebody tell you that you are not healed, so that I am healed by his stripes. It says God in his word, it says he forgave all our iniquities and he healed all thy diseases. So don't let nobody tell you that God doesn't think much of you when you stay in his word. If he can do it for Esther, who saved her people, he can do it for me. If he can do it for David, who defeated Goliath in Christ, he can do it for me. He can do it for anybody. So that's the topic that I just had to just speak on briefly, is just to just stay in his word, because in these times it's so important that God wants us to just be in him and commune in him, and he'll start answering questions for you when you do stay in his word and study. As I've been studying and just staying in his word, he has came to me in dreams and just been answering questions that I had for him for a long time. And God just wants us to be equipped as the body of Christ in his word, so we can be able to help someone else and bring souls into the kingdom and also do other things. He blessed us with so many gifts. In his word, there is discipline. In his word, there's obedience. In his word, there's healing. In his word, you know he's going to prosper us. He speaks of it all the time, that he will prosper his children. You know that he has a hedge of protection around us in his word. So I just ask that, you know, everybody just keep studying. Keep studying and show thyself approved. And I just keep studying the word myself so I can just get better in Christ and I can just be more equipped for him to serve his kingdom. And I just thank everybody for just giving me the time to speak today. And just God bless you. And I just want to just tell everybody, just stay in his word, an hour, 2 hours, a day, 2 days, whatever. Just stay with him, commune with him, be one with him. And I want to thank everybody. Amen, amen, amen. Pastor Sanika, the mic is yours. God bless you all.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. We thank Prophetess Irene for letting us know that God's word would never change. She let us know that it's a blueprint for our life. She let us know that whenever we have trials and temptations, we are to say it is written. And when we say it is written, we're supposed to put something positive behind that. She let us know that in the beginning was the word. Amen, amen. She reminded us that whatever we bind and loose on earth and in heaven, amen, amen. She reminded us to meditate on God's word day and night so we can prosper. She reminded us to examine God's word in our life. She also reminds us that there's healing in God's word and that we can rejoice because you know that God is still in control. She reminds us that God knew us first, even before we were formed in our mother's womb. Amen, amen. I'm just going to read a little bit of Isaiah 40. Amen, amen. I'm going to start at, I'm going to read verses 1 through 8, and it says, comfort ye, my people, says your God. Speak you comfortable to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The voice of him that cries in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley should be exalted, and every mountain and hill should be made low. and the crooked should be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord should be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. The voice said, cry. And he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all the godliness, therefore, is as a flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withers, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. And I'm going to read a little bit at the end of Isaiah 40. What is starting with the 27th verse says, why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speaketh, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God? Has I not known, has I not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, faineth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings of eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Amen, amen. That's the word of the Lord for the people of the Lord. May the Lord add a hearing and blessing to his holy written word. I just want to thank Prophet Irene for reminding us that God's word, it will never change. It will never fail us. Amen, amen. I'm going to pray for the speaker of the hour. Father God, we come in your name, higher devotion in the name of Jesus. We thank you for Prophetess Irene, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for her reminding us of your promises from Genesis to Revelation, Father God. We stand, Father God, in agreement, Father God, that you will bless her with everything that she needs, Father God. We thank you for refreshing her and restoring her, Father God. We thank you for the powerful word that she released out of her mouth, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that it will encourage the people on the line today, Father God, that they will know, Father God, that your word will never change. It will never fail them, Father God. All that to say, it is written, and put some deposit behind it, Father God, no matter what they're going through. And just like the angels came and ministered to Jesus against Satan, they'll come and minister to us, Father God. We just bless your holy name, Father God. We cancel any whiplash, any backlash, any silent killers, any premature death, any heart attack, strokes, aneurysm, Father God, anything that would try to come against your prophets for the word that was spoken on today, Father God. We say this prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. And we're going to have Prophetess Eagle Eye come for altar call. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Blessings, blessings. Praise the Lord, everyone. I'll be reading from 1 Peter 2:2, and it says, like a newborn baby, crave for pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up your salvation, that you have taste that the Lord is good. And this is the time to take, whether you are moving in Christ or if you've even been in the game for a very long time and want to give your life back to God, we can always be like a newborn baby drinking spiritual milk. We need to grow up and know that God is good and know that he is awesome in every step of the way. And this is time for anybody can come and just give their life back to him. Lose life with him. It's a great walk, great outcome. I trust me, I know junk and this everything is not like everything. It's not like it's like a 1 year. No, it's an everyday walk. It's not like, okay, I've been in the game for 20 years, you know, and I don't need to get, I don't need to repent for anything. I don't need to do this. I don't need to get resaved. No, you got to get resaved daily. So if anyone here, now is the time to say that I give my life to Jesus. Is there anyone out there? Amen, amen. Let us pray. Dear Lord God, we come to you right now, Father God. Thank you, Lord God, for the people that who's all over the world that's listening, Lord God, the people that's online, Lord God, that's listening, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for being here with us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for us fellowship, Lord God, to take the time out to just come together and to serve you, Lord God, and to be real with you and to be one with you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the people that who are want to be saved, Lord God, to come on, Lord God, cross all over, Lord God. We know there's going to be everything to try to come against them, Lord God, to come their way not to be saved, Lord God, to know the truth about you, Lord God. But we ask, Lord God, that they still come, Lord God, and open up their hearts, Lord God, and open up everybody else's hearts that's in here, Lord God, who still knows you but don't really know you that much like we should, Lord God. So we just thank you, Lord God, for just blessing us and keeping us near your cross, Lord God. And thank you, Lord God, for everything that you are doing for us, Lord God, and what you are about to do in Jesus' name. Amen. Pastor Sneak, the mic is yours.
Amen, amen. Bless you, Prophet Eagle Eye, for the altar call. Amen, amen. We are going to ask, do you have any prayer requests? The microphone is open. We have our prophetic intercessors on the line who are here to pray with you. Do we have any prayer requests? Amen, amen.
Praise God. This is Apostle Trina. I could use some prayer. just I want to lift up the, and I know a lot of prayer has already gone up, but want to just continue to lift up this coroner's report and autopsy and the whole thing. I just want to thank God in advance for the release of all of this important, those important records. And and I want to lift up my heart to the Lord. I want to cast my burdens on the Lord. My cares. And give him, you know, these heavy burdens and things that lie heavy on my heart and my tears. And my weariness. God, forgive me. And I just want to just lay it all at the feet of the Lord and thank God for just giving me a heart to receive and ears to hear him. And thank God for giving me the strength to continue to press in and press on, no matter what it looks like and feel like. And in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Prophet Eagle Eye, do I still have you on the line? Amen, amen. Father God, we come in your name, Father God. Hear the voice in the name of Jesus, Father God. We come, Father God, uplifting Apostle Trina, Father God. Hear the voice in the name of Jesus, Father God. We come, Father God, uplifting her family, Father God, that they will have the coroner's report. Expeditions, Father God. We rebuke anything that's trying to hold up the coroner's report in the name of Jesus, Father God. We touch and agree with her prayer request, Father God, that they will know the truth, Father God. You assured us, Father God, that we will know the truth and the truth will make us free, Father God. So we're trusting you to bless this family with the truth, Father God, so they can be free, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that no matter what the coroner report says, Father God, that you are in control, Father God. We know, Father God, that you said, Father God, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us, Father God. We just bless your holy name for Apostle Trina, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that she has come, Father God, asking for prayer, Father God, that we will continue to pray for her, Father God, as she deal with the grief of losing her grandson, Father God. We know, Father God, that you said, weeping may endure for a night, but joy will come in the morning, Father God. And we stand firmly on your word that her joy is coming today, Father God. We bless your holy name, higher the voice in the name of Jesus, Father God, that she will be able to have peace that surpasses all understanding, because you promised that as long as our mind is stayed on you, Father God, that we will have peace, Father God.
because our mind is stayed on you, Father God. So we thank you, Father God, and we speak life and life more abundantly to her family, Father God. We blow your Ruach breath all over her family, Father God. We thank you, higher devotion in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you are giving them peace, Father God. We know, Father God, that whatever happens surrounding the death of her grandson, Father God, you said, vengeance mine, says the Lord, Father God, and that you will take care of it, Father God. All we have to do is stand and have faith and trust you to keep your word, Father God. So we stand firmly on your word, Father God. We thank you. We bless your holy name on today for Apostle Trina and her family, Father God. We know you love her, Father God. Continue to keep your lovely arms all around her, Father God. We plead the blood of Jesus all over her family, Father God. We cancel out, Father God, any anger, Father God, higher devotion in the name of Jesus, Father God. We cancel out anything, Father God, that would try to come against their mind, body, and soul, Father God. We just bless your holy name, Father God. We cancel out any depression, oppression, higher devotion in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that this family, Father God, is set free and made whole, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that they'll share their testimony, Father God, on how you brought them through one of the darkest days in their lives, Father God, that you were there, Father God. We stand on your word, Father God. You said it twice in the Bible. You will never leave us nor forsake us, Father God. So we stand firmly on that word, Father God. We love you on today. We cancel any whiplash, any backlash, any silent killers, premature death, heart attacks, strokes, aneurysms, any schisms, isms from the known name to the 10th generation, Father God, on the prayers that have been prayed on behalf of Pastor Trina and her family seeking justice, Father God. We seal this prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We love you, Apostle Trina.
Amen, amen.
And just continue to stay strong in the Lord and just keep your faith in the Lord and just know that even though things don't look right, he is working it out behind the scenes. Amen, amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Do we have any more prayer requests? The microphone is open. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let us continue to keep Mother Carolyn's family uplifted in prayer, the Bynum family, and also our very own CEO, Bishop Boatwright. Her and Mother Carolyn had been friends for 30 years. So let us keep both of those families uplifted in prayer. Amen. Oh, gracious and eternal God, first we're giving you all the glory and all the honor. Thanking you, Lord God, for what you're about to do in both of these families' lives, Lord God. For we know that earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. And we know weeping may endure for a night, but joy surely going to come in the morning, Lord God. And Father God, we're going to miss Carolyn, Father God, but you saw her body was getting weak, and you decided, Lord God, that it was time for her to go. She could not stay another minute, second, or an hour, Lord God. For that, we thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to be a part of her life and for her being a part of our life, Lord God. So, Father God, I bring both of these families to you, Lord God, and I place them at the altar, Lord God. I'm asking you, Lord God, to station your, excuse me, your company angels all around them, Lord God, on today, Lord God. And Father God, as they get prepared to lay her to rest, Lord God, in the coming days, Lord God. Father God, let it be a day of celebration, not a day of sorrow. Father God, because she did the works that was required from you, Lord God, for her to do while she was on this side. Lord God, and I believe, Lord God, you said when you welcome her home, good, welcome home, good and faithful servant, because that's what she was. She was a good and faithful servant to you, Lord God. So, Father God, we thank you for Mother Carolyn, Lord God, on today, Lord God. We love her, and we will surely miss her, Lord God, but we know that you love her best, Lord God, and it was not meant for her to stay another second minute or hour, Lord God. We thank you and we glorify you, Lord God, in Jesus Christ's name, Father God. I want everybody to come off of mute and just say amen, 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 amen,
amen,
amen, amen. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Pastor Sanika, the mic is yours. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen. Do we have any other prayer requests? Amen, amen. Amen, amen. Father God, we come to your name, Lord. Father God, we're praying, Father God, on behalf of our chief apostle, Shauna Wally, and her family, Father God. We're praying for her siblings, Father God, and her mother, Father God. Yesterday was an anniversary, Father God, when her little sister passed away unexpectedly, Father God. And we just asking, Father God, that you continue to heal the family, Father God. Continue to keep their loving arms all around them, Father God. We cancel out, Father God, higher devotion in the name of Jesus, Father God. Any premature death, any silent killers in the family, Father God. We cancel it out, Father God, and send it to the dry place and never turn again, Father God. We keep the family covered in your precious blood, Father God. We stand in agreement, Father God, that none other family member would die prematurely or unexpectedly. High devotion in the name of Jesus. We come against that in the name of Jesus, Father God. We stand on your word, Father God, that with long life you will satisfy us, Father God. We thank you, Father God. You promise you'll give us desires of our heart, Father God. And we stand in agreement and in a gap for our loved ones, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that they should live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Higher devotion in the name of Jesus. We bless your holy name, Father God, for the whole Wiley family, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that not now another one of them, Father God, should die prematurely or unexpectedly, Father God. We thank you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we seal this prayer. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. High devotion in the name of Jesus. Father God, we bring all of our bereavement families to you right now, Father God. Touch them, Father God. Continue to keep them covered in your precious blood, Father God. We know, Father God, that it is open season declared on the saints, Father God. But we know you will hear our prayers, and we are standing in agreement on behalf of everyone concerning their family, Father God, that we won't lose any more of our young people, Father God, our middle-aged people, our elderly people before it's their time, Father God. We cancel out violent killers and premature death, higher devotion in the name of Jesus. We come against that, Father God. We come against, Father God, heart disease, higher devotion in the name of Jesus. All time, a higher devotion in the name of Jesus. Oppression, depression, a broken heart, higher devotion in the name of Jesus. And we banish them to the dry place, never to return again, Father God. We stand in agreement that all of our families will be saved, Father God, and that we will live a long lasting life, Father God. You said that you came to give us life and life more abundantly. So we have said, Yes, Lord, we have sounded the war cry, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We stand in total agreement that no person connected to us will die prematurely or unexpectedly, Father God. I say a special prayer, Father God, for those who are affected by TTP and sickle cell and cancer, Father God. We stand in agreement, Father God, that none of them will lose their life, Father God, that you would supernaturally, supremely, divinely heal them, Father God, and that they will share the blessing on how they were healed, Father God. We bless your holy name, that everyone who has HIV and AIDS, higher devotion in the name of Jesus, will be healed and set free, Father God. We know you can do it, Father God, because your word says that you're not a man that you should lie. Father God, if you said it, it's going to happen. So we stand firmly on your word, Father God, that we will live and not die and declare the works of the Lord, Father God, and that you came to give us life and life more abundantly. We just stand in total agreement on today, Father God, concerning our loved ones, Father God, that you would give us the desire of our heart, Father God, which is that they will be saved, Father God. We thank you that we have trained up our children in the way that they should go, that when they got older, they have not departed from the Father God. We just bless your holy name on today, Father God, and we cancel out any whiplash, backlash, any solid killers, any premature death, higher devotion in the name of Jesus, any cancer, Father God, asthma attacks, heart attacks, strokes, aneurysm, sickle cell, TTP, asthma attacks to the 10th generation, Father God. We seal this prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. And now we're going to have our comments.
for the Speaker of the Hour. If anyone would like to say a comment, the prophetess Irene, amen, amen. We're going to open up the microphone. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen. Bless you, prophetess Irene. That was truly a blessing. That was truly a word from the Lord. We thank you and we appreciate you and we thank God for you. Continue to allow him to use you. You are truly blessed. You are truly a humble person. And we are honored, and it was a privilege to even have you as a part of I Am a Ruby. We thank God for you, and we love you. Amen.
Thank you, Mother Evangelist Pat. I love you, too. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen, amen. Bless you, Mother Pat. Do we have any others who would like to come off from you and say a word to our Speaker of the Hour? Amen, amen. Amen, amen. I just want to say it to you, Prophetess Irene, I just thank you for coming onto the line. And when I asked you to speak on today, you said you would do it. And I just praise the Lord for the word that you had on today. It was a rhema word on today. And I just bless the Lord that we were able to hear this word. I pray that we hide it in our hearts, that the no name cannot steal it. Because we need to know on today that God's word will never change. We just thank you for being one of God's chosen prophets on today. And we thank you for coming boldly with clarity. And we just thank you for teaching us and backing up everything with scripture. We love you on today. And we just want to thank the Lord for you. Amen. Amen.
Thank you. God bless you. Love you too, Pastor.
Amen, amen. Do we have any others who would like to come off of mute and say something to our Speaker of the Hour? The microphone is still open. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen. Apostle T says that she enjoyed your sermon on today, Prophet's Mother Irene. Amen, amen. And she loves you to life.
Thank you, Prophet Shoshana. God bless you.
Amen, amen. We don't have any announcements. I'll post them on our website. If everyone could check the announcements later on today on the website. We do have a shut-in service that our apostles will be holding coming up. And I'll post the date and the time with Apostle Trina Davis. It'll be on our radio show. I ask everyone who can come out that Friday night to come on out and to help Apostle Trina as we have the shut-in services from 9 p.m. to 12:30 a.m. the next morning. Amen, amen. That's the only announcement I have to say over the radio. The other ones I'll post up on the website. Amen, amen. And I just want to thank everyone who participated in the Alumni Association's hosting of the Gospel Explosion on today. We are grateful and thankful to everyone who took time out of their busy day to come on and worship with us on today. We know that God's fuel fire was on the line. We thank you that you participated. We thank you that you grabbed hold and that whatever needs to be destroyed in your life that's trying to come against you, it was destroyed. We thank you for coming on and participating. We love you to life, and we hope to see you all the next time that we are hosting a Gospel Explosion. Amen, amen. And if all hearts and minds are clear, we're going to have Prophet Irene say our closing prayer, and then we will have our closing song and come back to say agape.
Amen, amen, amen. Father God, we just thank you for letting us be on the line today, Father God. We ask, Lord, that you touch everyone on the line, Father God. We ask, Lord, that you heal them, Father God, in their body, Father God. We ask you to heal them physically and emotionally, Father God. We ask you to be the comforter, Father God, in our lives, Father God. And Lord, we ask you to guide our steps through the week, Father God. We ask you to put a hedge of protection around us, Father God, as we come and go, Father God. And Lord, we lift our family members up to you, Father God, one by one, Father God, who don't know you, Father God. We ask that they turn their hearts to you in the name of Jesus, Father God. We ask that you bless our apostle, Tashana, Father God, that you continue to pour into her, you continue to heal her, Father God. She is healed, Father God. We thank you for our healing in the name of Jesus, Father God. We ask you to continue to watch over Bishop Claudia Boatwright, our overseer, Father God. We ask, Lord, that you just comfort her, dear Father God, in her time and love on her, Father God. We lift Mother Carolyn's family up in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you comfort them, Father God, in their time of need, Father God. Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus, Father God. I plead the blood of Jesus over everyone that's listening on this line, Father God. I ask that you watch over them, and I ask you that you watch over their children, Father God, as they come and go to where they need to go, Father God. And, Lord, we just thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for just letting us worship you, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for just letting us praise you, Father God. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for just giving us breath in our body today to be able to just come before your throne, dear Father God. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you, dear God. We just thank you, Father God, and we just want to continue to lift you up, Father God. Lord, we just continue to lift our praises up to you, Father God, because we know that you are going to do it, God. We know that whatever we ask, Lord, in prayer, Father God, that it will be answered, Lord, Father God, because you said it in your word, Father God. And, Lord, we ask, Lord, that you just continue to look over us and keep us. And we thank you for meeting our needs, Father God. We thank you for prospering our hands, Father God. We thank you for wisdom, and dear Father God. We thank you, Lord, for just the love that you gave us in our hearts, Father God. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Bless you, Prophet Irene. We thank you for our closing prayer, and I just want to thank the Lord once again for everyone who participated this weekend with the Alumni Association, from our Friday prayer service at 6 a.m. to our consecration, our corporate consecration at 11:11 to today's gospel explosion. We just praise the Lord for everyone. We pray, express a blessing all over you and your household in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen. And now we will have our closing song, and then we will come back and say agape. Amen, amen.
The sound.
And what do we say when we get off the line, everyone?
Agape.
Agape. I love everyone. Have a blessed week.